This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to The Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
Welcome to The Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We are visiting with Lottie from The Biscuit, an online magazine for girls who love all genders. Welcome, Lottie.
Hiya.
Hi. So we got on here. I had a little trouble getting started, but here we are.
A little bit. Yeah.
So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm 31. I live in London in the UK. I've been running Biscuit for about a year now. I'm always looking for new writers, hint, hint. It's been doing all right, yeah. I mean, I'm running it on my own, which is a bit stressful, and it's still a voluntary project, unfortunately, although, again, like, wealthy benefactors, totally welcome. And, yeah, it's been nominated for Stonewall Awards. Stonewall's, like, the main LGBT charity in the UK, and we interviewed Margaret Cho, I interviewed Margaret Cho last week, which was brilliant. It's had some fantastic articles on. I'm kind of really hoping this is the year that it gets a bit bigger and, you know, I can sort of update a few times a day and maybe do some kind of print booklets and things like that as well. So, it's been a really exciting year. I used to edit G3, which was a kind of lesbian and bi women, one of the main lesbian and bi women's print publications in the UK 2 years ago. But I really felt like setting something up just for bi women, so that's what I'm doing now. So, yeah. That's pretty much it, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. And what was that? You just had it recently got a nomination, isn't it, right? Or
for the Stonewall Award. Yeah, that was the end of last year, yeah. And we're also running, let me plug the Purple List. And we're also running a thing called the Purple List, which is based on, the pink. I don't know if you guys have anything like it over in the US, but over here we've got a thing called the Pink List that's run by one of the main newspapers here, The Independent. And it's to recognise LGBT achievements, and it always seems to be very heavy on the L and G and not so much on the B and T. So Biscuit set up a Purple List, which is to acknowledge bisexual achievements and heroes and things. So we've got that on the website. So, the nominations end at the 31st of January. So if you want to nominate anyone, then please do.
And you can nominate more than one person. I certainly did. So.
All genders. It's not just by women at all. It's all genders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I nominated one or two.
Yeah.
Gentlemen besides some women. I'm not done nominating yet because there's so many great people.
Don't know too many people. I've got to sit and put it all together. that's going to be judged by a panel of Biscuit writers at the beginning of February. So hopefully the results will be out towards the end of Feb. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's good. That sounds like great. We do have something. I don't know what it is exactly. We have some kind of LGBT list, and yes, it's the same thing. It's usually very heavy on the
yeah. I mean, there's the Pride Power List as well that Time Out magazine do. I actually got on that once, but when I was editing G3, but they never mentioned anything about me being bi or anything. It was just sort of, you know, so
yeah.
I think bi people do get on these lists, but they don't necessarily get acknowledged as being bi, or, you know, so it's kind of bi cause much
doesn't really mention their bisexual activism or anything.
Yeah.
Which would be helpful. It
really would be.
Oh, I love the magazine. It's really quite a lot of fun and very full of information, too. You have some great writers on there. I loved your interview with Margaret Cho. She's just so awesome.
She's great. She's, like, full of passion to kind of mass biphobia. She's great. It was a really, really fun interview, actually. Yeah.
We are getting some of our celebrities are speaking out about their bisexuality more and more in a very clear, concise, and proud way about it, and I'm just so encouraged by that. It means a lot to all of us down here in the real world.
Definitely. I mean, with someone like her on our side, then we're laughing, really. Why not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So we talked about what Biscuit is all about, and it is you know, geared for us girls, but I think it is pretty relevant for everyone. It has a lot of great articles and information for everyone. And what inspired you to write the magazine?
Well, a lot of it was just working in kind of generalized lesbian and bi women's media. It made me realize that we've got, well, I mean, I realized already, but it particularly kind of brought it into sharp relief that we have, you know, specific needs. And it was very hard editing a magazine for lesbian and bi women because it just tended to kind of fall towards lesbians. That was one of the main catalysts, really. And also just the general prejudice you get all the time and the assumptions and, you know, you're with a bloke, they think you're straight, you're with a woman, they think you're gay, you know, just that kind of thing. And just seeing that, you know, I mean, strangely, I think I'm probably more interested in trying to change people's perceptions within the LGBT community rather than outside it to start with, because I think without backing from the LGBT community, we've got no chance, really. And it's sad that, you know, some of the worst prejudice I've ever had, and I know a lot of my boyfriends say the same, is from within the LGBT community. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's inspired.
Well, I certainly have to agree with you on all those points. It was really disheartened me when I came out last year to turn to the LGBT community because I thought that was a logical place to go and be met with such prejudice. And like I said before, sometimes downright hostility. And just some of the things I see people write in comment sections on bisexual articles just break my heart, you know, because it's just, it's not politically correct to say anything mean or awful about gay or lesbian people or, you know, a whole range of people, but it seems to be open season on bisexuals. Say, they're not real people. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah. And it's amazing the gulf between what people would say about boy people and what they'd say about gay people. I mean, I came out as gay when I was a teenager. I didn't come out as bi till I started university when I was 18 in London. And I went to this party the first week I was at uni, and they were doing, like, the L-word shot. You know, where you have all the names coming off. And I said, oh, it's not going to be representative for me because I'm bi, so I've had male partners too. And this woman's like, I'd never trust you, bisexuals are sluts. And I looked at the L-word shot, and she had about 100 girls' names going off her. And I was like, really? And it's just like, and even then she couldn't understand why I was saying, look, bisexuals are not, you know, I defend to the death anyone's right to be a slut, of course. I'm not saying that, but it's just unfortunate that people decide to put us all in one box, even when they're standing in front of this massive L-word chart with 100 names coming off it.
Well, you know, the thing is there's sluts in any sexual orientation.
Fine.
They don't say, oh, well, you're a lesbian, therefore you are a slut.
Exactly.
But, of course, why does it feel that they can talk that way about us? I just don't really understand. Because you know, I just, that whole assumption that because you are bisexual, you are genetically predispositioned to be any of these things is just... it's horrible. It really is, guys. Stop it.
The fact that, you know, we're assumed to be more, obviously, because we could have sort of mixed gender threesomes as a bisexual, but then lesbians could just as easily have a threesome. So,
and they do, you know, and they do. That's what I said. Everybody does it.
Straight and white going to automatically cheat on a lesbian, even though actually her, you know, she could be in a manifestation of people that would still allow her to have a threesome. I don't really get it. It's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I don't understand either, because I know for a fact that every sexual orientation has threesomes. But for some reason, if we do it, it's, you know, something horrible. And the fact that, you know, I think part of it is we are so comfortable with talking about, these things, whether we do it or not. We don't have any problem talking about polyamory. Everybody... there's all the orientations to it. They just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
We don't have a problem with it because we, you know,
we get it.
And, you know, I think because we do talk about it, we don't have those destructive polyamorous relationships, you know. So, but why we get slammed for this,
No.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't get it. Oh, anyway, that's my little... John says I get on my little mom voice, and it's really horrible. Maintaining our, let's do another question. Maintaining your project is the real challenge. I am aware of what it takes, and time volunteered as well as financially. And you're doing running it by yourself pretty much. So what can we as readers and sponsors do to keep you going?
Well, yeah, I do run it on my own. I've got a guy who maintains the website. So if the whole website falls down, I email him and go, and he tries to sort it out. But yeah, I'm the only person editing it or in any kind of context working on it editorially. So, yeah, I always need new writers. I can't pay anyone at the moment. I'm not paid either, unfortunately. I would also really appreciate anyone that fancied coming in as a business partner to help me try and make a bit of money off it, so that I can pay writers and myself. I've got a crowdfunder going over at Indiegogo, and we're quite a way off target, sadly. So, yeah, I mean, if anyone could donate any money to the crowdfunder, if anyone wants to write anything, if anyone's got any experience selling advertising space, any of that would be useful. I'm getting a bit lonely, so
yeah,
lots and lots of supportive messages, but so far nobody really wants to come in and give me a hand, but that would be really helpful. Yeah, just
okay,
you know, but like mainly just new writers, really. Even if you've never written anything before, you know, just send me an email, pitch some ideas, and we'll see where to go from there. Because a lot of people that have never written before turn out to be some of the best writers. So, you know, it's all about just giving things a go, really.
Yeah, I'm finding out it's not so much about knowing how to write correctly. It's about just writing from your heart.
Absolutely, and that's what editors are for. If, you know, if
they're useful that way. Why? I have one of those wonderful web people too. John does takes care of my website. Right. It's like, yay!
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, and it's not even just about writing actual articles for the site. I mean, I like, you know, even just being there to be interviewed for the website, just as a, you know, by women on the street sort of thing. It's helpful. And just tell your friends about it, read it, tell me what you don't like about it. That's a really important thing because, you know, I'm just doing it on my own. It's really helpful to be able to bounce ideas off people and to hear what people do and don't like. So, yeah.
That is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
People sometimes don't want to criticize you because they think they're going to, you know, you're going to take it personally. But, you know, if we don't get feedback, we don't know what we can do, you know.
I'd rather have an angry email about something that I've done wrong than have people stewing on it. So, you know, I mean, I've been in journalism for a few years, you know, well, let me think, how long? I know. I've been doing this for about 8 or 9 years now, so I've kind of got used to criticism.
Yeah.
I am quite sensitive, but, you know, I'd rather be criticised than have people stew and then it all come out sort of, you know.
Yes, very.
Down the
yeah. It turns into a big giant monster when it really wasn't, so.
I mean, it's not my website, it's everyone's website in the community, so, you know, it's everybody to decide what goes on there, not me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad to have another voice for us because, you know, the more the rest of the world understands our story, the better, more acceptance we will have. So, yay. And, you know, I really enjoy the articles on there. They're really great.
We need more of them.
We need more. Anything else you'd like to add today, Lottie?
I think that's pretty much it, to be honest.
All links will be provided on the website, including the link to the Indiegogo campaign. On the website, there are all those places where you can actually make contact and submit. And everybody go nominate on the Purple List. It's really a great little thing to do.
We've had hundreds and hundreds of nominations so far. It's brilliant. It's really taken off in a way that I didn't think. Well, I kind of had an inkling that it might be quite popular, but not this popular. So it's great.
Oh, well, we want to thank our people too, and it's very frustrating to go look at our LGBT lists, and all we see is,
definitely,
gay and lesbian people.
But it's lovely because we've had nominations from just sort of community figures and, you know, people that, it's not all kind of like Anna Paquin, it's like people's kind of local LGBT group leaders and things, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. And I've had a few where there's been like, you know, multiple nominations for just someone's local LGBT group leader, and I just think that's lovely because that's kind of what I wanted from it, really. So yeah.
Yeah, because they need recognition too, and we've got some really strong allies that, you know, we could nominate them too because they kind of put themselves out there for us a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right, I just want to remind everybody, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are a bisexual, and there's a writer in every one of us. Thanks, Lottie.
No worries.
All right. The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
You did that.